You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Creation.
Entrepreneurship.
The next idea.
We have to make room for this ability to learn to be creative.
Michigan's economy relies in large part on agriculture, and agriculture relies on migrant workers. In our state, over 94,000 migrant farm workers hand harvest more than 44 different crops every year. But for those workers, traveling from job to job, it's hard, often impossible, to know where you go if a child gets sick or the car breaks down, or you turn up at a farm ready to work only to learn that they're not hiring. Our latest contributor to The Next Idea knows these challenges intimately. He grew up in a family of migrant farm workers. Feliciano Paredes is applying new technology to help solve these age-old problems through an app he calls Animo. Feliciano, welcome to The Next Idea.
Thank you.
Your essay for The Next Idea describes this app as Yelp for farm workers. Just what does it do?
Well, the basic concept of it is that a farm worker that's traveling across the country will be able to connect with their local support services. In every state, there are different agencies that receive either local, federal, or state funding to provide services to migrant and seasonal farm workers. It also will help them connect with farmers that are also looking for farm workers.
So I'm holding a smartphone in my hand. I'm coming into an area and my car breaks down. How could Animo help me?
So what you would do is the farm worker, if he, let's say, were to break down here in Grand Rapids, Michigan, he could pull up the app, look under supportive services. They can locate that agency based on their either GPS location. If they choose not to use GPS, they can type in like a zip code and it'll tell them where that agency is, their address, phone number, hours that they're open, and the type of services that they offer. And then the farm worker can then make a call, connect with them, and then that's the main purpose of it.
You grew up in a family of migrant farm workers, so you live through a lot of the problems that Animo tries to address. Give us an idea of the kind of challenges of going from area to area to area, and then life's unfortunate things or life's unexpected things can happen.
I come from a third-generation farm worker, and our family traveled for probably over 15 years from Texas to Florida through Michigan. And many times, even though that, my dad would make sure that the vehicle was in tip-top shape, sometimes we, along the way, would break down, or sometimes we would arrive at maybe a farm and just to find out that maybe the crop wasn't ready, whether it was because maybe another family got there before us, or just due to the weather, the crops weren't ready. We then, at the last minute, we'd have to try to figure out what to do next or where to go or where the next farm was. And a lot of the times we were dependent on talking with other workers that are at the camp, maybe flyers that we see posted at the local supermarket, or contractors, word of mouth. And a lot of the sources aren't very reliable. So we're pretty much just kind of, sometimes we would be driving across the country kind of blind, going off on word of mouth or something that maybe my dad had heard that there was maybe a good crop in this state. So, there we go. We'd end up going to that state just kind of on a whim. And a lot of times as a farm worker, you arrive at a place at the last minute or not really knowing anything other than the farm. You're not aware of what's available, outside of that little bubble. Because farm workers, I think their main concern is when they get to a farm or a camp is to earn as much money. And they don't really have the luxury, to take a day or two to drive around to try to locate the resources or the agencies that are there to support them.
You paint quite a clear picture of that in your essay for The Next Idea. The thing that stuck in my mind is how you say you've talked to families who've searched up to 3 months to find local health services, and then they find out, boy, the help they needed was just 10 minutes away. So by having Animo, again, as you describe, Yelp for farm workers, people know where to find it and also know that these are trusted sources of help. And I can see how it also can work to help the farmers.
Yeah, definitely. The farmers right now, it's been an ongoing story for, you know, for many years that labor just is very difficult to find. And farmers are trying, you know, everything from mechanization to third-party recruiters, contractors, trying to find the labor to harvest these crops that need to be hand-harvested. And definitely farmers that I've talked to were very eager to be able to put their profile or their farm on an application that, you know, thousands and maybe even millions of farm workers would be using to locate help, you know, just to be able to provide that platform where the farmer and the agency and the farm worker can connect. I think that's the key, and that's kind of what's been missing for many years, because farm workers rely on two main things as they travel, you know, across the country. It's their vehicles, and then now it's the mobile technology. That's what they kind of use to connect with help, friends, family. It's kind of like their lifeline when they're out in these remote areas or these farms that they're not familiar with.
Do you have some goal in mind as far as when you hope to roll it out?
We're looking at maybe the launching or testing of the prototype in spring of 2017. We want to make sure that that every piece is in place and that it's going to be something that's really going to be useful for the agencies, the farm workers, most importantly, and even, you know, Michigan's farmers.
Finally, tell us what the name means.
So Animo is kind of like, a slang. Farm workers, when they're, you know, getting towards the end of the day and they've worked the 8-9 hours working outdoors, it's just it's a term that they use kind of to encourage each other, lift each other's spirits, kind of like saying, you know, let's go, you can do it, let's finish up, keep going, and yeah, you can do it.
Feliciano Paredes, who's creator of the app Animo, a Yelp for migrant farm workers, as they are in Michigan. You'll find his essay explaining this whole idea at the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. Many thanks for being with us, Feliciano, on the Next Idea. It was great to have you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Support for the Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.